Hello, welcome to Cyprus Beat, your daily news briefing brought to you by the Cyprus Mail News Team. I'm Paul Lambus with the latest news from the island. As increasing signs that the tourism industry is getting back on its feet are seen, hotels in the Famagusta region are expecting to see occupancy rates of 80% over the Kataklysmos weekend with a surge of local interest. Doros Takas, president of the Pancyprian Hotels Association in Famagusta, said, however, that during April and May, occupancy was only at 40 to 50% in those hotels that did open. It seems that during these 3 days, there will be a lot of mobility with Cypriot visitors, and this is expected to make a difference, he added. Hoteliers are expecting June to be better than May, with occupancy around 60%. In a further sign that life is getting back to normal, the majority of the government's advisory team for coronavirus favour suspending the requirement to wear face masks indoors, except in high-risk areas such as hospitals and closed structures, a health ministry spokesman said. The members of the Scientific Advisory Committee were asked to give their positions on the issue to the ministry by Tuesday. So far, the majority of scientists are in favour of suspending the requirement for the use of masks in indoor areas under conditions, while others still have reservations as the situation is fluid and no one knows what will happen. A final decision will be taken on the matter by the Cabinet on Friday or next week. Elsewhere, a secondary school student has filed a complaint that she was sexually harassed and abused in a classroom during school hours, police said. But the report was quickly denied by the Education Ministry, which said that following an investigation by the police, there was no sexual harassment. Investigation started after the student lodged an official complaint in the presence of her parents. She said she was sexually harassed and abused by two other minors, reportedly her classmates. A third minor, who was not from the school, was mentioned. The harassment took place in the school premises one morning. A second person, a retired military doctor, has been arrested in connection with the ring, offering families a way to pay their son's way out of the army. It came to light on Wednesday. The 70-year-old retired doctor was arrested on Friday and later remanded in police custody. This was 2 days after the arrest of a 58-year-old, reportedly connected to the Defence Ministry, over his alleged involvement in the ring. Defence Ministry spokesperson Christos Pieris said that after receiving complaints from families who realised they were being scammed, the ministry urged them to go to the police. Some went and paid money to this person in order to secure suspension for their children, he said. President Nikos Anastasiadis on Wednesday visited Labour Minister Zeta Emilianidou at the Igea Hospital in Athens, where she remains in an induced coma after suffering a brain aneurysm last week. Following the visit, Anastasiadis said Emilianidou's condition remains stable but critical. I had a chance to speak to the doctors about the Labour Minister's conditions, and they explained to me that it is a difficult case, the President said. The doctors are using everything at their disposal to achieve the best possible results. I am praying for the Labour Minister to make a full recovery soon, he concluded. After Emilianidou's hospitalisation on May 15, there was an outpouring of warm wishes across the political scene and wider society. And finally, Limassol has been ranked as the 10th best coastal city break destination in the world by UK price comparison website comparethemarket.com. The study ranked 35 major coastal cities in the world on several factors such as the number of things to do, restaurants, beaches, Instagram posts, safety and average annual temperatures. Limassol ranked in 10th place. Dubai ranked first, followed by Valencia in Spain and Dubrovnik in Croatia. That's all for today. For the latest news, commentary and analysis, please visit www.cyprus-mail.com.